Good morning. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, man. I'm sitting in traffic at 7 in the morning. Couldn't be better.
Well, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, we've been reminiscing as Boston sports fans here about the best and worst of this year. If we had to ask you that question, do you have a personal best moment of 2009 for you? You know, whether it be on the football field or off. Do you have something you'll look back on this season?
Yeah, I would say January 31st at 9 in the morning when my daughter was born.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
That's got to be. That's got to be the best. And also, the worst was probably at 3 a.m. in the morning on my way to the hospital getting pulled over.
Get out of town.
No way.
It was classic, man. It was a classic, you know, the classic, oh, you know, dad driving fast, getting pulled over on the way to the hospital. But I wasn't even driving that fast. I think the cop just wanted to pull me over.
So your wife's water broke, and you started heading to the hospital at 3. What hospital were you going to?
Going to Brigham.
Okay, and you got pulled over heading into Boston.
Yeah, I got pulled over heading into Boston. She, customer was having, you know, big contractions. Her water hadn't broke yet, but the doctor said, go ahead and bring her in. So it was 3 a.m. We dropped the dog off at a dog sitter. We got on to 93, and there was nobody out there. And I'm telling you, I was probably only going like 70 miles an hour. I wasn't even going that fast. And got pulled over. The cop said, what was going on? I said, I'm trying to get to the hospital. And he goes, well, go ahead and get there then. And I was like, well, I was trying to until you pulled me over.
I was going
to
say, that must have been a real quick conversation once he pulled you over and you told him what was going on.
Hey, Ben, I've done that drive, especially with the first baby. You're always going faster than you think you are.
Yeah, I probably was. But, you know, I was the only one on the road. I think he was bored.
You think he was bored?
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, there you go.
What about just in general as a sports fan? You have favorite moments? We were opening it up more to, like, the decade or just, you know, the last few years. Any favorite or least favorite sports moments just in general, just as a follower of sports?
I mean, there's been a lot of good sports moments here. I mean, you can go back to, well, you said this year, obviously, but even if you open it up to the decade, I mean, all the championships and everything that all the teams have won, it's been great to be here and be able to see that, you know, going to the finals and stuff, you know, when the Celtics won and the World Series and then obviously with us winning and stuff like that. So, you know, I just think looking back on the year and even, you know, the decade, everybody up here has a lot to be grateful for as far as sports goes.
Is there are there more great moments to come for this year's Patriots for you guys?
You never know. You never know. I mean, you know, who would have thought? You know, the last championships and everything. Who would have thought that would happen? So, I think that's the exciting thing about sports is that you never know. It's really any given Sunday. It just matters who plays the best at what time. So, you know, stay tuned.
Well, you know, one of the things about last week to me, as a fan, to me, last week proved to me that I don't know if it's going to happen for you guys going forward here, but it proved to me in a year where, honestly, I've been looking to say, well, what are the 2009 Patriots, that it is possible. You guys played your best football of the year coming into a time when it matters the most. So did you guys prove something to yourselves last week that it could be done, that your best football might be ahead?
No, we didn't prove anything to ourselves. I mean, we know what we have in the locker room, good and bad. I mean, we go to practice every day. You know, you forget, we've seen ourselves every day since May.
Mm-hmm.
So we know our ins and outs. We know the things we can do well, the things we don't do well. We know that on some days we're better than other days. And so, you know, when we go out and have a day that things seem to be clicking on all cylinders, it doesn't surprise us. And when we go out and have a day that's not so good, we're disappointed. But, you know, we know that we, you know, can do better.
Is it needed on any level, though? I mean, does it build up the confidence a little bit when you've had, a couple losses and then a couple of tight games after that, you know, where maybe there's been some inconsistencies or turnovers or whatever, to have a game where you just really sort of turn it on and you really can start building confidence, just seemingly scoring at will and doing exactly what you want offensively?
I don't think our confidence ever really falters in those games when we're not doing as well. Like I said, we're disappointed. We're upset at ourselves when we don't do well because we know we can do better. But, you know, our confidence doesn't rise and fall just based on a win and a loss, you know, here and there, or a good game or a bad game. I mean, we're professionals and we're very confident in our abilities and what our abilities are as a team. And so it's exciting. We're happy when we go out and we can put it all together. But at the same time, when stuff doesn't go well, we realize that, you know what, the guys we're playing against, they're professionals too, and everything's not going to go well, you know, every Sunday.
Joining us on the AT&T hotline, AT&T, a better 3G experience here on a Patriots Thursday, is Patriots tight end Benjamin Watson on the Dennis and Callahan program, Butch Stearns and Joe Haggerty in. Hey, Ben, this week's game in Houston, you know, it's already been talked to death that, you know, with you guys already in the playoffs, fans are already looking ahead. How do you look at this game? We had Tom on Monday, as always, and Tom was saying, look, whatever we're playing for, whatever we're doing, we just want to keep the momentum going. We want to go out. We want to do things efficiently. Ideally, we want to do it all in the first half so we can get a little break if we had our perfect scenario. How do you look at Sunday's game?
Yeah. Same way. You know, you got to stay focused. You know, obviously, it is easy sometimes to look ahead, but, you know, that's not our philosophy around here. I mean, you know, the philosophy is going one game at a time, and, you know, the coaches and players are treating this game no different. I mean, we came in yesterday, you know, had to know all the personnel, had to know the scheme. You know, we're attacking this week just like any other week, preparing for Houston. And, you know, Houston's a team that's good, that they're fighting for a playoff spot also. One of the best teams they've had down there. So we know it's going to be a tough game. So it will behoove us to go in there and not prepare. So we're definitely looking towards them as any other game.
Having been in the same position a couple of years ago, what did you think, just kind of either watching it or hearing about the Colts and their decision there to pull Manning and their starters in the second half, end up losing that game and kind of losing a chance to have that perfect season?
I really can't speak for what's going on over there. Obviously, that was, I guess, their philosophy. That was what they decided to do. You know, when we were in that position, we were, you know, just trying to go out and play every game. I mean, you know, our philosophy here is a little bit different. Obviously, you know, Coach Belichick, he really emphasizes, you know, playing every game, you know, not worrying about if you're coming out early or what, but attacking every game and keeping that momentum going and just playing every game as if every game is the most important game, because, you know, it kind of is. So I guess that's just something they decided to do over there in Indianapolis.
You know, Ben, in our talks this morning about the best moments of this year or worst moments and the best moments of the decade, it's funny. As Boston sports fans, we're almost not allowed. We don't allow ourselves to talk about the 16-0 because of the way it ended in Arizona. Yet, when it's all said and done, you know, again, thinking about this time of year a couple years ago, you guys played two very tough football games, three or four very tough games down the stretch to complete that 16-0. I guess my question is, when it's all said and done, will you look back at the 16-0? Can you look back at the accomplishment of that? Or does your mind automatically go to Arizona like the rest of us and say, well, we didn't finish the job?
I can definitely look back on it in a positive light. You know, being part of that team, being part of history is something that, you know, it really didn't matter what happened in the playoffs. It's still something that we can hold and something that we can be proud of. You know, obviously when it happened, it was a little different feeling because of the way everything ended up. But I definitely think looking back on it is something that we can all be proud of.
All right, Ben, have a good day of practice and have fun in Houston this Sunday.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.